Hey, welcome to the How to Sell with Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Nat Toliff, a sales and confidence coach who digs kicking your butt into imperfect action. You're in the right place if you're a woman in biz who's ready to grow from five figures to six figures and beyond. In this podcast, I share with you how to sell with confidence by digging deeper into the leader within and exploring your unstoppable self. Let's go in, let's have some unstoppable conversations. What's up? Oh my God, my kids would be, I think also my husband would be terribly embarrassed that that's actually how I opened the podcast. But welcome to this next sized Sales Slaps with Nat. I hope you're enjoying these little bite sizes. I know I am. Sometimes, you know, you think, oh, I don't really have much to say. And then all of a sudden you've got like five snack sizes sessions coming out your head. Anyway, today is all about show the F up. And you might be like, what's the F up now? Like, show up. And I'm like, no, follow up. Show the F up. Follow up. So I want to talk to you about, it's actually one of the things I see women particularly, it's one of the biggest mistakes they do is they don't follow through. So they'll go do all this enormous effort with marketing and creation and launching and putting their offers out there. And actually what happens is they then don't follow through. So people might, you know, you might go do a launch and you go run this big launch race, and usually most people are exhausted by the time they even launch. But actually the biggest part of the launch is not running the free thing. It isn't marketing the launch. The biggest part of the launch is actually, wait for it, the end of the launch, when you have to follow through. You've got to go follow the hell up. You need to be able to jump on voice messages, do some videos, do some emails, and keep the promotion. And so what I do with my clients is I say to them, hey, you've actually got to commit to the sale. Whether you're, even if you're outside of a launch, you've got to commit from the word go all the way through to the other end, right? And you can't just assume that something's a no. You've actually got to go and follow up with people, and you've got to follow through with people. Statistics tell us that actually following up it's free, guys. Apart from the fact that it's free, it actually can convert and increase your sales by around 80%. That's a lot. So if you're not following up because you're scared of pissing people off or being annoying, I just want you to know that most people are really busy and they actually want you to follow them up. And just because you're ready to sell doesn't mean that someone's ready to buy right then and there. So following up, you know, I do say to clients, you know, like you have your follow-up process and system. Once you've had an initial conversation, and there might be 3 to 4 follow-ups quite quickly in succession. But, you know, following through at 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years is really important, because just because you're ready to sell, it doesn't mean they're ready to buy. You know, and the thing with following up is it doesn't, if there's no response, it doesn't mean it's over. It usually just means that they're not ready. They're maybe embarrassed that they don't want to take the next step, and they may have been gung-ho at the beginning. It's actually nothing to do with you. But actually following up needs you to take it seriously. So you've actually got to go and make block out time. You know, you've got to go make it actually happen. But it's one of the grounding pinnacles, underpinning pieces of sales, is you got to have your follow-up game on. It's really, really important. And I think what's going to be really cool is, just quickly on this call, I want to share with you those stats that 48% of salespeople, that's you team, don't follow up, will never follow up. And 25% of people might go make a second contact. Here's the conversion statistic, right? 80% of sales are made on the 5th to 12th contact. 80% of sales are made on the 5th to 12th contact. So don't kick people out of your store just because they're not ready to buy yet. Those people are going to want to come back. They're going to want to come back. So keep showing up. That doesn't mean you chase them around and say, are you ready to buy my stuff? Are you ready? Are you ready? But you actually do have to be a little bit following through with this stuff. Okay, team. So your sales slap for today is, I need you to show the F up. I need you to follow up, and I need you to follow through. It is so powerful. As I've said to you, you can increase your sales by 50 to 80%. So Can you go do it? Go do it. And I deliberately won't buy from a prospective client, someone I know who knows I'm in sales. If you don't follow me up and I said I want your stuff, you don't follow me up, I won't buy from you, because I'm like, learn to follow the hell up. So if you need to follow me up. I'm waiting. Catch you guys later. Hey, you gorgeous crew. Thanks for listening again. And if you've been under a rock and you didn't know, my second book is available, Become Unstoppable, How to Stop Playing Small, Keep Up with the Bloody Joneses, and Play a Bigger Game. If you want a copy, you know what to do. Come over to my website, www.natalietoloff.com, and grab yourself a copy. And remember to share this podcast around with your biz friends. Plus, if you're liking it on whatever platform you're listening, please give it a rating so we can keep it going around and around. Catch you later.